Welcome to the Inner Side Radio Program. My name is Scooter. I'm here with Mario Sands and Rob Mongel, and we're sitting in for Glenn Urbach, who apparently is sitting on a nice beach in the Bahamas with a with a margarita and an umbrella in his glass and a couple of
celebrating Lent
naked women.
We got
it. That's it. He couldn't be with us, but I know wherever he is, he's having a great time. Mario and Rob are both Houston-based comics.
Yes. Internationally known, but Houston-based.
I know.
Much like oil.
So Mario Sands is a native of Tejas, and you've been doing stand-up for about 5 years, right?
In May, it'll be 5 years, actually.
You're keeping track.
I did, like, a couple open mics, and then I did the Houston's Funniest Contest back in 2007, and it just so happened that Mr. Rob Mongel was the host that night, and he actually kind of helped out my set. We cannot say it here on the radio, but let's just say that it involves Salma Hayek and a hotel room.
Okay.
I have no memory of this.
He was with Salma Hayek in a hotel room and can't remember it. That's heroic.
No, I remember that. I have no memory of saying anything about him about this. That night with Mario, I have no memory of.
Desperado. Mario, you've been banging around Houston for a while and the road and doing a TV channel thing, right?
Yes, I have my own TV show on the local airways here on channel 43.8, the UTN. We've actually done 9 episodes so far. The viewers average from 2,000 to 3,000, supposedly.
That's for old.
Yeah, and once it goes on cable, it should increase to quite a bit, maybe double.
And Rob.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to start out with what I know about you, which won't take long.
All right, fair enough.
I know that you've been a Houston-based comic for a while.
Right. Almost about 17, 18 years.
A veteran comic, shall we say.
And, broke, beat-up comic.
I have seen you twice, and I don't ever get out of the house. So that proves that you're working a lot. You're working a lot. Yeah. And
just the two shows I did this year you happened to be at. I think that was it.
That was the two, huh?
It was serendipitous.
They were pretty good.
So you have my bio there. I'm curious to see what my bio says.
We're going to get to that in a minute. Right. So I'm just telling what I know about it.
Okay.
So it won't take much longer. I think that's about it. Yeah, I've seen you twice. And I've also heard you referred to in some usually pretty off-color stories on other podcasts, which tells me that, you're not only a Houston character, but well-known in
I know people.
Yes, other comics. Other comics with really weird stories. Transvestites are often involved.
Hey, you know what? What other people say about me, I can't control.
Anyway, I'm sitting in my little house today and doing my radio work, as I'm supposed to do. Get together some material about Mario and Rob and do a little intro, fluff you guys up a little bit, you know, and be nice radio hosts, you know, civilized. So I went on my internet like I always do. And it's like, see, I already know that you're pretty well known, but it's like you don't exist. And I'm like, what? Am I in the Twilight Zone here? Like, there's more stuff about my grandmother on the internet. There's like dead links to Rob Mongel. Mm-hmm. And I found a couple of bios.
Yeah.
Okay. I only found one that was more than one sentence. But it's like you've been completely redacted.
Yeah.
Everything's been wiped out. I don't know how you pulled that off. So let me ask you something.
Okay.
Are you on the witness protection program?
Kind of. I'm on the internet witness protection program.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. It's. I've done that deliberately.
Okay.
You can't find a lot of stuff about me.
Is it CIA or XY?
It's just something I like. I don't like anybody to. I don't like people talking about me. So I don't.
What a great promoter.
Yeah. You're in show business, but you don't want anybody to actually know about you.
That's great stuff. So anyway. I found an IMBD. This is the longest bio I found. So I'm just going to touch on it for a second.
Okay. Yeah. I am. You know what? I am on IMBD.
You are.
And
it's a 2004 entry, so it's fresh.
Yeah. It's. And what's funny is I have more listings on IMBD than Brad Pitt and Clooney combined.
Right. Well, we'll get into that. Why that is. In a bit, if you want to go into that.
No, that's fine.
Or maybe you'll do some voices to the kids out there now.
Sure.
So anyway, this is how it starts out. Height, 5'3.5". You know, you're a tall 5'3".
I am the tallest 5'3" on the planet.
At least you threw that half inch in there. Right?
Yeah, I tried to be funny.
A looming 5'3", I have to say.
Is my weight still at 160?
No, there was no weight. No weight there. Okay, so both feared and revered, the Reverend Bob Bunkle has been a staple of the stand-up comedy world since the early 1970s.
I started when I was four.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, oh, my God, he looks so good for 67 years old. Oh, do a whole show on homeopathy and veganism. Wow. It's a miracle you look
Whiskey,
great.
Cigarettes, and steak keep you pure.
Yeah. Later I found out in the wiki, which is one sentence. Born in 1968. So I was going to ask you about starting when you were 4 years old. But not only were you 4 years old when you started your stand-up career, you were known for your brazen style and foul language.
Yeah. I killed it in kindergarten.
Yeah.
I killed it.
Yeah. At four. That's
at
great.
Four, yeah.
You know, lady.
If I may say something about my bio, may I see it right quick? I put like four or five different fake bios out there.
Because
you do radio when you're on the road, and so people will look you up. There's one out there, I can't remember where it is, but it's about a paragraph, and it's how I'm allergic to peanuts, and I've had rickets, and I served in the French Foreign Legion for a while. I went to the radio one time in Louisiana somewhere, and they said, well, we cleaned out the peanuts for you. I was like, oh, so you read my bio. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, good. Good to know. I just have nothing but falsehoods throughout my entire body.
Well, I'm glad to know this because when I was doing this, it took me an hour to find this. Mm-hmm. I was getting the feeling, this guy's messing with me.
Most of the time when I do radio, like you go to small towns, you spend the first 20 minutes debunking everything that is on your bio. Because they had all these questions set up. Oh, well, we were going to talk about how peanut allergies are affecting young people. Well, like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know. Believe everything on the internet, do you?
Really? Right.
Okay.
These links actually were labeled Rob Bunkle bio, and you go there in this one sentence. Born in 1968, stand-up comic, Houston. What else is up? You came back. You were in San Diego a little while ago, right?
Yes.
Mario?
We went down to Arizona, me and my girlfriend, who's also a stand-up comedian.
Boy, you're brave.
I know. It's crazy. By the way, we celebrate 1 year being together at midnight tonight.
You do?
Yeah. No, there's been some... several instances, several iPhones thrown at my head. And,
that's magical.
Oh, I just got a text by my girlfriend. She's listening in San Antonio. It says, get funny.
Oh, get funny.
Gee, thanks.
See, it's now it's starting.
Now she's seeing
it. Well, she does comedy as well, right?
Yeah. The sketches that we do for the TV show, she really carries it. She's the leader of the comedy troupe, and she makes the decisions. If it's something is crap, we get rid of it.
Yeah, but when one of you gets like starts getting crazy, goes over the top and gets mean, and the whole thing crashes and turns dark and terrible and horrible, and you're trying to forget about it, that's where the comedy begins.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right, Rob? Could you speak to this?
I would. Yeah, I think so.
Some of the best comedy comes out of those breakups, you know?
Yeah.
So, the best is yet to come.
Oh, yeah. No,
tell her to, you know what, you should both make yourself both comics and break up with her right now on the air. And then you both have a story.
Get exactly. Of a double album.
You know what, I got to tell you, I used to come to KPFT. It's been a couple years since I've been here. But every time I come and sit in this studio, I suddenly speak like I'm on KPFT. You start to slow down and be very precise.
Right.
You get that KPFT voice.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
I can kind of do that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what it is. Everything slows down. It's very deliberate, and it's very KPFT. You're listening to the lesbian... basket weaving show here
the
on
the lesbian basket weaving.
Yeah,
I know. And I've if you've ever tried to weave a basket out of a lesbian,
it's tough. It's tough. And they frown on it.
You get beat up.
They frown on it.
You get beat up from that.
They do. It's very deliberate. It's very, yes, we're going to be very thoughtful. And we're not going to worry about attracting an audience.
Am I being thoughtful?
We're going to sit here and contemplate.
I got some dick jokes coming up.
Jokes about Richard. Jokes about Richard, yes.
Yeah.
I was trying to protect you from the FCC here. I thought there's a sign that says things you can't say. Can't speak to Richard.
No, it really is specifically those words. And then you can't, well, I can't say what you can't say, obviously.
Yeah. I love KPFT. I listen to it all the time. I do.
Thank you.
I do. I love it. It's great.
Yeah, we have fun here.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are. we had a phone call. But
probably my mom.
Yeah. Really? Or your wife?
I told her to call.
Did you?
I'm not taking any calls tonight.
So you've done commercial radio in Houston before, right?
Yeah, I have.
Have you ever done Michael Berry?
Well, I was at this bar a couple weeks ago. No,
you didn't. It's not like I'm getting jealous.
I understand.
It's okay.
You
can go out with other radio stations.
I am decidedly on the opposite end of the spectrum politically from Michael Berry.
You mean you're heterosexual?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Among other things. I am a straight liberal atheist, so no, I have not been on the Michael Berry
show. So you never even like ran into him in the parking lot?
No. He did run into me, though, one time in the parking lot.
Well,
I feel bad for the guy. I really do.
Yeah,
I
mean, me too.
Yeah, it's got it. Because
that's why I wrote all this stuff. We had it last week. Between the Whitney Houston jokes and the Michael Berry stuff, last week we had a blast.
I can imagine. It's just so easy to pick on the guy. You know, here he is, a right-wing conservative talk show host who rear-ends somebody at a gay bar.
In a car.
And you feel bad for the guy. But I'm over it.
Tell him.
But you know how we know that he's guilty?
How's that?
When he hired Dick Guerin.
Dick Guerin.
Yeah.
Dick Guerin.
Well, that's his name. I mean,
yeah, that's true. Did he really? Or is it?
No, he did.
He hired Dick DeGuerin. I don't feel sorry for him anymore. If you can afford Dick DeGuerin, one, you're guilty, and two, you have money, so screw you.
Well, I don't usually beat up on gay people, but you know, when they make a livelihood on beating up on gay people, that's the circle of hypocrisy there. Yeah. You're fair game now,
exactly,
buddy.
So, that's like finding Richard Dawkins in a Catholic church.
That's right.
Down on his knees taking communion.
The guy who yells the loudest shouldn't talk with his mouth full.
That's true.
That's it.
Michael Berry, no pun intended.
Yeah.
No, fully intended, actually.
Yeah, what happens in Houston stays kind of in the back of your mouth for a while.
I don't know if he claimed that he didn't know it was a gay bar. I don't know. Did he mention that? I thought someone told me he didn't. He mentioned that he didn't think it was a gay bar.
Whatever he's saying. It's all going to be great.
The big rainbow flag didn't give it away.
I went to
the room full of men making out. Maybe that would have given it away.
I went
doing the cha-cha.
Yeah.
By the way, you're not the only person that I struck out on in the internet today either, because he had a soundboard up with all this.
Oh, that's gone. Oh, that's
it's
gone.
Gone.
Oh,
it's man. Gone. I mean, I should have grabbed it when I was up there, because there was some gold in there if you just mixed the.
He was taking a loofah to every web page he had. He was pouring Listerine over his computer trying to get his name out of there.
Yeah, it's something else. So.
But again, I feel bad for the guy. I do. It's tough.
Yeah, I can
tell. If you're going to be gay. You know, you're dealing in a conservative talk show radio world. You know, be that guy. Be the conservative gay guy.
Right,
there's a market, I think, because there's 1,000 white guys on radio who complain and bitch about Obama. You could be the gay guy. Really white ring. Really white right wing.
Right
ring. Right
ring. You can't even say it. It's so repulsed by it.
Say, I love laissez-faire economics,
a
strong national defense, and Broadway! Be that guy.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to run something by you guys, but I have this product that I made, and I'll show it to you here. It's the Michael Berry action figure.
Uh-oh.
And as you can see, it's pretty nice. Yeah. This is a prototype here, and it's molded in a lush, bright...
Where do you blow it up at?
Well, as you can see, let me describe it for the listeners at home. Since
please.
It's molded in a lush, bright pink polystyrene, and it's about 5 inches tall.
Yeah.
So when it's standing fully,
sure.
Yeah, right. It has this realistic bobblehead action. Did you check that out?
Oh.
It's not bad. It's very realistic.
It has a Dick DeGuerin business card in it too.
That's it.
That's wild.
And this one's naked, so we'll just turn it around a little bit here and spank him a little bit. There we go. Look how shiny it is.
Okay, it's that show. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's at KPFT.
If you have insurance.
So, Mario, I want you to, this is cool. I want you to tickle him for me.
Tickle.
No, dude, you have to tickle his belly. Go, raise up a little higher.
I'm sorry.
Come on, quit joking around.
Let me
turn around.
Tickle Berry.
Hey, it's been great being here. I gotta go.
We're marketing some wonderful clothes and accessories for the Tickle Berry.
The Tickle Berry, I like that.
Yeah, it's here's a leather suit. Look at this, the leather suit with the Marlon Brando biker cap. Nice.
The pants.
Here's something in a nice, tight-fitting latex. Comes with a ball gag.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice.
That's pretty. And some beautiful handcrafted evening gowns here. Look, these are handmade. Wow. This is some nice stuff.
That is nice.
It is
lovely.
Evening gowns. And, of course, his trademark chandelier earrings.
Oh.
That's my running joke on the chandelier area.
$49.95, accessories sold separately.
So anyway, look for these soon at your Toys R Us and your local adult bookstores.
Which has never been said before on KPFT, I think. Their toy store and the local adult bookstore.
I'm not sure where that's been said.
Ever. Yeah.
I'd like to remind everybody it's Lent out there.
What are you looking at me for? Just because I'm Mexican? Am I supposed to be Catholic?
Yes.
Just because I'm Mexican? Does that mean I'm a Christian?
This we do broadcast in stereotype.
Oh, okay. Good. haven't been to church in such a while.
You're giving up church for Lent?
No, I'm giving up things for Lent. I can't give up anything.
What you giving up? You giving it up?
I'm giving up salads. Of course, I got a head start like 20 years ago on that. As you can see, I mean, I've totally given up salads.
Except for the bacon bits, right?
Yeah, those go on the baked potato.
You got to have the protein. You know what? I put out on a couple of different websites. I know people list what they're giving up for Lent. And I have made a promise to anyone who's giving something up for Lent, I will do whatever it is they're giving up in order to make up for.
Mail it to me.
Yeah, up to a point, you know, of course. And I don't want Michael Berry's calls. But I'm going to double my drinking, double my smoking. I'll be the guy at the hamburger place on Friday not getting the fish sandwich.
That's brilliant.
I'm trying to do for the economy.
I like it. I like it.
Everybody says, don't. These are economic hard times. We need to be doubling our efforts in order to get the economy moving. Double it. Triple it.
Rob. Funny money.
Rob, what's the difference between atheist and ontologist? Wait a minute.
Anthologist?
anthropologist. No. Hang on.
What is Indiana?
Agnostic. Agnostic. There it is.
One is Indiana Jones.
Oh.
The other is not.
Okay.
An agnostic, and well, the difference between
I don't know.
An atheist, you know, it's a fine line. An agnostic would say and would define themselves as someone who, I don't know that there is a God. I don't know that there isn't a God. I'm just agnostic.
Kind of like
whereas an atheist would say, get off the fence, you wuss. There is no God. Yes. We throw God into the same dustbin as dragons and elves and that sort of thing.
So you're right. It's Lent. As we said, and so I want to make sure everybody cleans out their Lent traps so their pants don't catch on fire.
They call it Lent because they have that stuff on their forehead. They have Lent on their forehead.
I was going to ask about that. Well, yesterday was Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
Ash Wednesday.
What is the deal with that? Now, Mario, you're a Catholic. I answered your question. What's the deal with the rubbing the nonsense on your forehead? What is that about? Jesus wasn't burned at the stake. There are no ashes.
That reminds me of that Fright Night movie. I used to have a bong and the ashes would spill all onto the ground.
He broke a bong.
It got all over my car. I got pulled over by the police.
What is the burn?
That gave him reasonable doubt. Or what is it? Suspicious.
Reasonable doubt.
He searched my car, that bastard.
Yeah.
You can't search my car. I'm an anthropologist. I don't believe in history.
And, we'll talk about Lent. Yesterday was Ass Wednesday. Which isn't every day Ass Wednesday at church? I think Ask Monday, Ask Tuesday.
I'm not a Catholic.
Were you ever an altered boy?
Raised in the Church of Snake Handling. So
really?
Yeah, we had to handle rattlesnakes. And so,
awesome.
I was actually an altar boy in Mexico. I broke into the tabernacle box and I ate half of the
crackers.
It didn't go good. I was fired like the next day. So, but
I was just full of Jesus.
Oh, man,
so
I'm telling you. I'm the most holiest person.
An overdose of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so where do you stick your thumb on Ass Wednesday to put that smudge on your forehead?
Well, the priest does that. I know the priest does it. I knew the priest does it. They take the ash, they put it on the forehead. My question was, what religious significance does putting your thumb in an ashtray have to do with anything?
Well, let's see if somebody knows. Anna. Anna, you're on the air with Mario and Robin, myself, and we're talking about Ash Wednesday right now.
Okay, Mario, Albert, and myself.
Yes, I'm Albert. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just wondering, when are y'all going to get really serious and stop being silly? Because nothing you're saying is funny.
Oh, man.
Ouch. Ouch.
Rob, I think we're going to hell.
No, I mean, no. I, no,
and
I
and
appreciate
me first because I'm
No,
Catholic.
She's right. It has been woefully under-humorous here.
I mean, there are so many other serious things that you could talk about.
Yes.
Well,
as what is it you would have us discuss, my dear?
Take it away.
I didn't even understand what you said.
This is Albert again speaking.
Okay, Albert, but I mean, there's so many other things that are going on in this world that are ever so wrong, you know. And you guys are trying to be funny and comedians and what
I
have
know.
You.
You're right. It is.
Pick up the conversation. Get something serious going.
No, I agree.
I'm at work and I can't talk any longer. You don't want to get me fired. There are no jobs as it is.
You know what? That is absolutely right. We don't want to get you fired, and you're absolutely right. We will pick it up the pace.
By the way, just so the people know what's going on.
KPFT at 9 o'clock at night, lady. What do you want?
No,
do you want? Michael Barry is gay. I can do 45 minutes on a conservative talk show host who goes to a gay bar, and you want me to get? What do you want? And I'm sitting here with a Catholic who doesn't know what Ash Wednesday is. What do you want?
That's some serious stuff.
That is absurd.
I guess we should remind people that we have two Houston Comets in the studio. And we are sitting in for Glenn
Irma.
Right,
that is the loudest that KPFT has ever been, when I just did that scream.
Yeah, but anyway, Glenn will be back next week.
Ash Wednesday marks the first day of Lent.
I know that. I know that.
That's how we started it.
I know it marks the first day of Lent.
My girlfriend is also a bad Christian, Catholic, I hear.
She said, of course it marks the first day of Lent. What is the ashes? Yes, that is what I'm trying to divide.
I do want to bring up a point.
Burnt palms, I think. Hey, Adam, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Scooter?
We're doing okay. We're trying to hold it down, and people are mad because we're not being serious, but that's all we know.
That's all right. I listen to the show every week, and I was going to ask you why Glenn's not there. Apparently, you know, the top donors get to host their own show, but I've never heard of one of those.
Hear them sort of stumbling around, not know what they're doing.
Top donors. This is Peter Griffin here. Hey, Adam. You wanna ask me a question?
There's a top donor, Peter Griffin.
Yeah, this is Peter Griffin here from Family Guy.
I was actually at Rob's wedding, and I wanted to see if I could get my present back.
Sure, absolutely. That'd be fine.
I don't remember what I gave you, but it was something really nice.
Yeah. Trust me, the wife took that. I got nothing on there.
You got nothing?
Yeah, I got nothing.
I'm sorry?
Do you know what the ashes are about? That's the question of the night. Why the ashes?
I think it has something to do with burning palm frogs.
Burning man.
It has something to do with burning man.
Burning palms.
If, I think they did it for the reason, like, you could tell how long a person would go without taking a bath. I mean, you put the ashes on the forehead.
Thank you, Adam, for clearing that up. It's about burning palms, right?
Yeah. I think so. I could be wrong. I'm not the best Christian out there.
It's because they're giving up lube for Lent, and everybody's got a burning palm.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay.
Well, take care, totally makes sense. Good to talk to you.
All right, then.
Thanks, Andy.
Next is Andrew.
Yeah, I was at that same wedding. I want my present back, too.
It was a beautiful ceremony.
Yeah, tell them where it was.
It was at Rockefeller's. I was married my bride at Rockefeller's, and the marriage lasted a good 16 months, I think. So I was married in a music bar by a comedy club owner. It was like vouched
That's
for
about
by
five
a best
red flags right there.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Yeah,
with it.
Who knew it wouldn't last?
But you're right. I mean, the crumb's not even worn off the waffle iron yet.
Yeah.
So,
it's okay. I regifted your gift, Andy. I think I gave it back to you for Christmas. Those
very
were lean
good.
Years. Those
very
were lean
good.
Years.
Well, I'll let y'all get back to this slam bang. And you need to slow it down. I don't know what Anna was talking about. Yeah. But this is far too fast paced. Y'all need to slow it down and lighten up a bit.
I know. We'll get to some serious stuff.
We're talking about Houston. We're not really talking about any in particular, but we have a couple of Houston comics. In the house. Is it what they say now? What are the kids saying now? Is it in the house? Is it still in the house?
You're asking me what the kids are saying. Yeah. I don't follow the Google or the Twitter.
Or the Twitter or the Google.
Have you seen my bio?
I know. That's great.
I'm not crazy. Anywhere.
At least you got a bio. You put my name, Mario Sign, some kid in Mexico City pops up and he's skateboarder.
On a scooter.
You know what? I do. I don't know if we're taking a break or not. Are we continuing on? Oh. We don't have breaks. This is KPFT. We don't have to sell anything. All right.
We don't do commercials.
There's a company.
Oh, yeah,
let's
talk about that.
There's a company here that takes Japanese animated films, translates them into English, and I do the English translations.
That's right.
And so that's where you get all my IMBD.
That's right.
Stuff. I've got about 300 different movies I've done. But there is a guy, and I think it must be gone now, because if you Google it, it usually pops up. But there's a guy in Sweden who created a Facebook page who hates me.
Oh, really?
He can't stand my voice work. And he wrote this, Rob Mungle is the worst voice actor ever.
It's just so now, so what sort of characters are you doing? Do us a voice.
Well, it's pretty much sounds like this. I mean,
oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I do different characters, but... If you watch an anime that I'm in and there's a big general, it's usually me.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So
you play big white guys.
Pretty much. Yeah. No, I'm usually the small Asian girl. That's what I. It's typecasting, but I suffer through it. But no, I do. I'll do the. You've got to launch the missiles now, now! For the love of God, we've got to launch the missiles now.
That sounds very realistic.
It's very very anime. It's very over the top.
Of course.
Very, yeah. But my biggest thrill. Was when I worked for this company, they got the live action rights to Gamera,
which is
one of those Godzilla type films.
Yeah.
It's a live action, and it's the guy in the turtle suit, you know, stomping on little models.
I'm familiar with all
this. And I got to play the Asian general who launches the missiles at Gamera. Right. So I'm at home one night watching Showtime, and Gamera's on at 3 a.m. I got to stay up and watch it. And I turn up, and there's my voice coming out of Showtime, out of an Asian man's mouth.
And that same...
And I knew then I was in showbiz.
We have a mystery call. Wait a minute. Oh, no, we don't. Oh, they hung up. Oh, maybe we're talking too much.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, these guys on the radio, they never shut up. They get arrested around here.
I think the producer's ordering a pizza right now. I think
it
that's
could be.
Just tied up the lines.
Okay, so what do you guys do when you're goofing off? You got to be doing some.
Oh, there's one that we wanted them to produce. We took all the characters, like 4 or 5 of the actors were there. We're recording this one movie. I don't even know the title. But we started doing it as like hillbilly voices.
Nice.
And so, like, I'll tell you what, man, that old big old gorilla there, man, we gotta take that thing now, man. We gotta get in that pickup truck, put him in the back. Yeah, shoot the missiles now, man. You gotta shoot them missiles, man. We gotta take out that big gorilla. Oh, look at that spaceship. So we did it all in hillbilly. And they wouldn't release it. We said, you gotta release this. It's like a DVD extra, and they wouldn't do it. We were so upset.
And
Mario, what would Peter Griffith do if he had to launch the missiles?
Peter Griffin's little. He's got a little missile. Missile.
Fatman. Yes. Maybe you should put me on this radio show. Maybe you get some guys to stay tuned. You're losing all your audience out there. Maybe if I get on and talk a little bit with everyone, maybe you can stay on. I'm looking at you, Scooter. Why don't you order a pizza for your guest? You can go ahead and take out that little bottle of whiskey you got there.
That makes you
Stewie.
Laugh.
Stewie's my favorite.
That makes
Stewie.
Me laugh. Thank you.
The great Mario Saenz. That's Saenz. Check him out on Facebook. Find out about his TV show in Houston. If you'd like to hear part 2 of this broadcast, which goes on for another hour of madness, phone calls, Mario Saenz sings for us, Google The Inner Side and it's program number 342 with the obscurely legendary Rob Mungle, who is also representing Houston comedy with 3 other maniacs on the Whiskey Brothers podcast. Go to praisewhiskey.com for all the information you need on that. I just discovered it. It's hysterical. They go full speed ahead, really well produced. They have regular segments, interviews, wreck your car funny. praisewhiskey.com. Check it out. This has been the Inner Side Radio Program with me, Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.